Now to Bangladesh, which is under a coronavirus lockdown, except for garment factories. The garment industry is critical to Bangladesh's economy and to the livelihoods of millions of mostly female workers there. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
Shampa Akhtar works 12 hours a day at a factory in Bangladesh's capital. She sews denim jeans, destined for the U.S. and Europe. Earning $95 a month, she's been able to support her disabled brother, her sister, and their parents. That is, until late March, when her factory closed because of the coronavirus. Bangladesh has had about 500 COVID-19 deaths in a population of 160 million.
My factory was shut for 6 weeks. I fell behind on rent. I couldn't pay my brother's medical bills. I'm very scared and vulnerable. It's not only me. All my co-workers are in the same position.
Some relief came in early May when her factory reopened. Her manager gathered all the sewing machine operators together.
He told us we'll be paid 60% of our salaries for the days we missed. But he also said global orders have basically stopped, and he doesn't know how long he'll be able to keep paying us at all.
In Bangladesh, where there are no unemployment benefits, any pay cut or furlough can literally lead to starvation.
No job, no money, starving, hunger.
Nazma Akhtar, no relation to Shampa, is a former child laborer and now president of one of the largest union federations in Bangladesh. The last time she saw such desperation was 7 years ago when a garment factory called Rana Plaza caught fire and collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people.
When Rana Plaza collapsed, many days factory was closed.
Survivors were left with nothing. But back then, big fashion brands stepped up. They paid compensation, full wages, and implemented new safety standards. Akhtar says that's not happening now. Global brands are obsessed with their own pain. They're canceling orders in Bangladesh, where they typically don't have to pay until they take the goods. And now, clothes are piling up in warehouses.
Gap has yet to pay a penny for back orders, JCPenney, Kohl's, Mothercare.
Aisha Barenblatt in California is an activist behind the hashtag PayUp campaign. She's petitioning big fashion brands to pay for whatever they ordered before the pandemic broke out. NPR contacted those brands. Gap and Kohl's did not respond. JCPenney has declared bankruptcy and says it hopes to make some vendor payments. Mothercare says it's working very closely with manufacturing partners, but didn't respond when asked for specifics. Barenblatt says that's not enough.
These are mothers, sisters, wives who've kept these brands profitable for decades. And this is not the time in a global pandemic for these brands to turn their backs on the women who make our clothes.
She says some brands, including H&M, Adidas, and Nike, have agreed to pay for $7.5 billion in back orders. Factories are reopening to fulfill those, with some help from government loans. Shampa Akhtar says her factory gave her a mask and installed a hand-washing station at the door. But her sewing machine is just inches from the next one. No social distancing, and that is the least of her worries. She just hopes the factory stays open. I need to work, she says. I'll die of hunger before I die of this virus. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.